The top five at five.
A defeat for Democrats. The New York State Court of Appeals has found the redrawing of congressional maps illegal and ordered new maps. It may push primaries to August. U.S. spies have been integral in aiding Ukrainian forces in their war against Russia, leading to the killing of a slew of top Russian military officials. Republican states have been successful in their emergency requests for a temporary restraining order, blocking the Biden administration from lifting Title 42 on May 23rd. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has raised a record amount of money for his reelection campaign, bolstering his financing over controversial issues, getting national attention like revoking Disney's autonomous status. Leaked international communications from Twitter employees show anger and despair from woke employees as Elon Musk's free speech $44 billion takeover bid awaits final approvals. A major blow for Democrats. The New York State Court of Appeals has thrown out the state's new congressional and state Senate maps. The ruling, 4-3. The court ruled Democrats illegally gerrymandered the maps to give Democrats an advantage in this year's elections. Former chair of the New York State Republican Committee is Ed Cox. He was on Cats at Night, hosted by 77 WABC owner John Catsimatidis.
The highest court of New York State just handed down an extraordinary common sense decision that's going to give the voters of New York fair districts with respect to the state Senate and with respect to the congressional districts.
The new congressional maps were signed by New York Governor Kathy Hochul back in February. The maps created 20 Democratic-leaning and 4 Republican-leaning seats. The judges Wednesday said a special courtmaster now will pass new district maps instead of the state legislature. The appeals court also said it will likely be necessary to move the congressional and state Senate primary elections from June to August. A 2014 constitutional amendment is designed to rout out political gamesmanship in redistricting. U.S. spies are aiding Ukrainian forces. U.S. spies have provided detailed intelligence about Russia's moves leading to the slaughter of Russian President Vladimir Putin's generals, 36 colonels, and 300 officers. It's estimated Russia has now lost over 20,000 military members since it invaded Ukraine on February 24th. Here's what former CIA operative Mike Baker said about U.S. intelligence helping Ukraine on News Nation last month.
Every piece of information is important. And what's particularly important is actionable intelligence. So, locations, of key Russian elements there, whether it's a fuel convoy, whether it's a missile battery, whatever it may be. That's, of course, what the Ukrainian military is really hungry for.
Moscow lost its 35th colonel, Mikhail Nagumov, last week in a major blow to Russia. Major General Vladimir Frolov, deputy minister of the Army's 8th unit, became the 8th general to be killed in Ukraine earlier this month. Oh, big blow to the Biden administration. A federal judge in Louisiana, Judge R. Summerhays, a Trump appointee on Wednesday, issued a temporary restraining order against the Biden administration, preventing it from lifting a Title 42 on May 23rd. The Trump-era policy turns back migrants at the U.S. border due to COVID-19. Here's Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The Biden administration is stumbling through this core governing responsibility with no vision, no plan, and backward priorities. Democrats would rather appease their radical base with functional open borders than conduct the bare minimum in enforcement.
A longer-lasting injunction will be considered on May 13th. The TRO prohibits the Homeland Security Department from taking steps to begin its wind down of Title 42. A lawsuit brought by Arizona, Louisiana, and several other Republican-led states alleged that the Biden administration had started reducing its use of Title 42 ahead of May 23rd, and the suit asked the judge to intervene urgently. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has raised $105 million for his reelection bid as of March. That's a record in Florida politics. He's raised his national profile and election war chest in his convincing of state lawmakers to pass a new congressional map drawn by his office, which lawmakers originally opposed. His public feud with Disney, in which the state has rescinded Disney's special district, has also bolstered the DeSantis name.
You know, we really need to get away from this type of treatment that was really unlike anything we've ever seen. And so, you know, I thought it was appropriate. I would have, you know, signed this bill 3 years ago if it had come to my desk just on basic principles. But I think that partnership that developed early on with Walt Disney, I don't think Walt would appreciate what's going on in this company right now.
DeSantis is running for re-election to a second term. Florida's gubernatorial primary elections will take place August 23rd. The Florida governor also seen as a 2024 GOP presidential hopeful. Unrest at Twitter following Elon Musk's $44 billion takeover offer awaiting final approvals. Leaked internal communications by Twitter employees reveal woke employees are overtaken by despair and anger about Musk's month-long effort to acquire Twitter. Late night host Seth Meyers reacted to news of Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey's endorsement of the purchase.
After it was announced that Elon Musk had purchased Twitter, the social media platform's co-founder, Jack Dorsey, endorsed the sale and said he trusts Musk's, quote, mission to extend the light of consciousness. Well, I feel a lot better knowing that Twitter wasn't in great hands before.
On the business communication platform Slack, some Twitter employees vented against Musk's ownership. He is, of course, a free speech advocate. They worried about their comments. Some angry Twitter employees moved their conversations from Slack onto their personal devices using the encrypted chat application Signal.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.